I'm very happy now to welcome Rob DeWalt and Robert Knott, both fabulous journalists, both speaking of the arts with us on a regular basis for many years now. Happy New Year's Eve, you guys.
Happy New Year's Eve day. Yeah. Happy New Year's Eve day. Happy.
When do we start celebrating?
I think we should start right now.
I already did.
Look, let me tell you a story. It's too late for you to give me a gift. Yesterday, December 30th, was my birthday. And when I was born, like, late at night.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, I'm over it. I was born, like, you know, late at night on the 30th. And my father, when I was growing up, he was furious at me for years. He's like, why couldn't you have waited, like, 28 more hours? If you'd been the New Year's baby, we would have been in the newspaper. I would have gotten gifts. I had no idea, like, people did that when you were a New Year's baby, that you got, like, your parents were in the newspaper. But it's not like I was, like, 4 hours away from midnight on the 31st. It was like 4 hours away from midnight on the 30th. But I love having my birthday at the end of the year because that way I get older at the end of the year.
Like it was your fault, too.
I was just a baby at the time. All right, so what's everybody's New Year's resolution?
But, you know, it's good because it keeps psychiatrists in business for years to come when people do stuff like that.
No, my father and I never went to a psychiatrist. We didn't help the guy.
I know. I mean, I can tell.
All right, let's get on to something. What's your two's New Year's resolution?
Well, before that, did anyone get anything awesome for Christmas?
I got a bill from Chase Credit Card. I would say that's pretty awesome.
Or Hanukkah, or whatever. Did anybody get anything awesome?
Yes. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not going to say, though, but yeah.
Sounds like you've got naughty stuff, you too. Oh, you should see them smiling and grinning, ladies and gentlemen. You guys got the sort of gifts you don't want Santa to know about. Naughty, naughty. Wait till next year. I'll put you on his list.
I got some lovely things to keep me warm, as well as some naughty things. And you know.
You know, how about you, Robert Knott? You're the one who's quiet on this particular subject.
Well, let's just say I got some experiential stuff, and I got to be with people I care about, and I got to not get into trouble, and I got to enjoy the day.
Getting to not get into trouble doesn't count as getting a Christmas present.
That's a gift I gave to myself.
All right, so New Year's Eve is a beautiful thing, and we are doing this show... What?
Why is it such a beautiful thing?
Because it's a time to say goodbye to the old and bring in the new, metaphorically.
I thought that was a zebra.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, then why are we here?
I have no idea.
We're doing Speaking of the Arts 2 days early because it's New Year's Eve, and we thought we would be able to alert people to all the fabulous things that are happening
tonight. That's right. That's what we're doing here, yeah.
That's what we're doing here, and
tonight.
I'm just going to say it right now. Tonight. Don't drink and drive.
Right.
Okay. No, now that we have that
over. Seriously,
overweight.
There's cabs? What are
Don't
your
drink
options?
And drive.
Cabs, friends, designated drivers, Uber.
Yep.
There's probably going to be a tipsy tow, I would assume.
Probably all
some
of the
kind.
Above. And, of course, if you're like me and you live downtown, you can walk back. And I have done that from some downtown places.
Yes.
Not everybody lives near the downtown.
Yeah.
Or if you live near a bar that's even a mile from your house, believe it or not, you could probably stagger home.
Right. Well, except, you know, wear reflective clothing. I see a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Doing the responsible thing and walking. And
but
if
you can't
if you've lived in Santa Fe long enough and you've driven in Santa Fe long enough, you know that walking at night in dark clothes is probably not a great idea,
especially on Agua Fria,
even under sober circumstances.
Right.
So you're right. Okay. Reflective clothing.
So reflective clothing. Yeah. And try to wear clothing too.
Really, like an obnoxious New Year's hat or something. You
right.
Know?
It's
something
a good
that
idea.
Flashes
with sparkly little antlers.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, what actually is happening?
What actually is happening on New Year's Eve?
Well, here's one thing. Let's say you're not interested in going out to party and dance and all that stuff. You don't want to stay home and watch Guy Lombardo because he's dead. The annual World Peace Meditation event is happening at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living on Camino de los Marques. Open meditation session, 4:45 to 6 a.m. Wait a minute, that already happened. I'm reading something that happened 3 hours. It says 6 a.m. I guess this morning they had a world peace thing.
Oh, okay.
I knew nothing about it.
Well, there
Delete
we have
that.
It.
You're too late. But be peaceful.
Be peaceful anyway.
So
here's a cool one. This is a tradition and happens every year on the plaza. It's the Light Up a Life. It's the annual sort of lighting of the farolitos or luminarios. We'll say farolitos so we don't have any arguments. To honor the lives of folks who we have lost in the last year, and you get yourself a farolito. You buy a farolito. It's costs a little bit of money, but it goes to help the hospice center. which is, and it's really the only hospice center in that serves Santa Fe is the hospice.
But do you buy it ahead center. Of time, or do you show up there and they give you one for the money?
If you go to PMSNM.org, that's PMSNM.org, Presbyterian Medical Services, New Mexico, so PNM.
I'm just going to say it again. How did a medical center ever get to call itself PMS?
I don't know.
You throw in the NM and it's really confusing. I think you should just give a phone number, 988-2211.
There.
I bet if you look up Light Up a Life on the Plaza, you'll find out about it. But this happens, what, around 5:30 or 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it happens around 5:30 or 6 p.m., so it's already going to be a little dark. In the past, I've actually been able to go there and a little bit early and get a Farlito, but you might want to call just to make sure.
So what happens? They light them up around the plaza?
Yeah, they light them up around the plaza, and, you know.
And through the canyon road, people come down? Like
there's, like, hot chocolate and bizcochitos and things like that.
Bizcochitos, now you're talking.
It's a good way to celebrate, you know, and quite frankly, you know, Santa Fe's lost a lot of great people in this past year, so.
It really has.
It's been a tough one.
Ted Flicker,
mm-hmm.
whom we will miss forever.
Yeah. Lois Fiscoli, wonderful lady.
Fiscoli, and 2K. KSFR board members, Marilyn Mason and Steve Marvin.
That's right.
Both passed away this year. Both wonderful people.
That's Rima right. Miller, wonderful lady.
Maggie of Maggie's Cakes. She passed away a couple of days ago.
That's right.
There's a lot of really great people to remember, and that's a great way to do it. It's not a solemn thing. It's a celebration, really.
It's a celebration, and that's the way to think about it.
And it goes to a good cause, so.
Excellent. All right.
But mostly it's music stuff. You know, like the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino's having a New Year's dinner if you want to drive up there. The Drifters are playing. Remember them from the 50s?
Where is this?
It's Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. They've got the Drifters.
The actual Drifters?
Well, I don't think there's many of them left. There might be like one guy left and then some new people, but I don't know. But they'll be doing stuff like Up on the Roof. Remember that song?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, you sang it to me that one time.
Was that on the show or?
No, it was on the roof.
Was that when you were trying to push me off?
No.
So anyway, you got to pay to go up there. It's 8 o'clock if you want to dance to the Drifters. And then, you know, here in town, like you can go to El Farol and Canyon Road, and Tone and Company are going to play at 9 o'clock. So
that's right.
There'll be some dance music there.
That's great. You know what's also happening at Buffalo Thunder at their new-ish nightclub, Sade, is, this is great, Dr. Fink, who is the original keyboardist for Prince, and local DJs are going to be playing around 9 p.m. Tonight.
All right, but let's say you don't want to go too far out of town.
Yeah.
The Palace, down on Palace Avenue, is going to have a speakeasy ball. Now, you both know what a speakeasy is, right?
No.
Yes,
what's
I
a
do.
Mr. DeWalt's talking like an authoritative. Here, go ahead. Wise guy. Let's hear your explanation.
Well, the speakeasy was the place where you could go during Prohibition, where you could go and get a drink very, very quietly and discreetly.
I still do that today, and there's no Prohibition.
Right, exactly. And so the reputation that the Palace has with its former glory as a gambling hall, saloon, and... it was owned by a lady of the evening,
was that
allegedly.
Yeah, that's still that story.
Uh huh. So basically, they're in the tradition of speakeasies. The Palace Restaurant and Saloon is holding a speakeasy ball.
Why are you looking at me when you say saloon so excitedly?
The Shiners Club Jazz Band.
They're playing at the Palace. It's 9 o'clock. You got to pay to get in. We don't put money on KSFR, your community radio station, unless we're asking for it every year for a fundraiser. But the speakeasy ball at the Palace, that should be fun.
Yes. Now,
and didn't you have to do a password to get in the house in those days? Like, they knock on the door and they'd slide open the thing?
Usually
Swordfish.
Yeah, but that's only Rosebud. If you're on the ocean.
Rosebud.
Rosebud.
All right. So, right, you had to get the password is?
The password is Rosebud.
Bacon. Bacon usually works.
That got me nowhere. Okay.
Now,
isn't Meow Wolf doing something tomorrow night? Now, wait, tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm confused. That's the kind of birthday I had.
This is great because it's at Molly's Kitchen and Lounge over there in Cayo Lorca. So, theoretically, I could, in very reflective clothing, walk over there.
Because you live near there.
And, well, near enough that I could probably get it done. Or I could just call my mom, Mom, come and get me, take me home. Because she lives near me too. But it's Meow Wolf, a New Year's Eve meltdown with Mesa Recordings. And it's got tons of people. DJs Numtron, David Last, Lolo Higgs, Muffin Top, Aaron E., tons more. Doors are opening at 8 o'clock tonight. There's going to be audio-visual installations by Team Everything and Meow Wolf. And Meow Wolf has some really interesting stuff going on.
They do. We're going to have them on sometime in the new year, no doubt, to talk about it.
Absolutely. And we'll just leave it at that.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. How does this work
when
you have like six
That's
DJs
a teaser.
Playing?
How
does this work when you have six DJs playing?
Well, one of the last ones that I went to at Molly's had like two different places where they had DJs.
So you could pick your music.
But they're kind of you know, they're doing their own sets, and I think that maybe there might be some tag teaming going on, which
Oh, you mean like wrestling from the 1970s?
Yeah, but with like turntables, you know.
Huh.
So
like old fashioned vinyl.
Yeah.
I think in short it's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a very very long.
Wait a minute. How can a long night be in short? This is totally
good, you caught that.
All right, let's say you want to go to the Lodge for New Year's Eve at the Lodge at Santa Fe. It's the TCB Express Band. In most of these cases, by the way, you can get dinner and or dancing. The ticket prices vary.
TCB?
So, yeah.
What does that stand for? The Cute Boys?
I don't know.
Taking care of business.
There you go.
Okay.
That's an Elvis thing, Myron.
Sometimes you get like $5 off if you buy your tickets in advance. You really got to check each site. Otherwise, if you go to the door, they're going to get another $5 out of you, even though I'm still not telling you the ticket prices. Anyway, the Lodge of Santa Fe is over on St. Francis. Call 992-5800 for tickets. You have to be 21 or over.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be 21 to drink in this town, right?
You have to be pretty much everywhere.
You can be 19.
Days.
You can be 19 and serve, but...
You mean you can serve in the military? You can serve
drinks? You can serve drinks.
At 19, but you can't drink them until you're 21.
Right.
But you can also serve in the military when you're 17.
Right.
But you can't take a drink.
Right.
And at Smith's, if you want to buy a bottle of wine, somebody else has to come to the... A cashier over the age of 21 has to come and check you out.
I've got cashiers over the age of 21 checking me out every time I show up at Smith's.
Well, that's a very good point.
All right, let's see here.
How about the New Year's Eve ball at the Scottish Rite Temple?
Yes.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, Adem Joel Techno Bass Buddha Bass... PHI, 13 Pieces, Zia Zombie, Dubstep,
Yikes.
Glitch, Shamrocka, Mandelbot, and Spunflower.
And this one goes to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That's
and the ticket prices are very strange. They include like 45 cents and stuff, but we can't tell you what they are. Check out eventbrite.com. Eventbrite, bright is BRITE.com. It's called Shine Your Light Ball. The Scottish Rite Temple is such a cool place. I think it's haunted, so I understand the Zia Zombie showing up there.
Yeah.
That gig starts at 8 p.m. and goes to 3 a.m.
That sounds like another long night.
Now, what's the longest?
It is. There's going to be a full bar, too, just by the way.
Excellent.
What's the longest you've ever stayed awake from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day?
Oh, golly. New Year's Eve to New Year's Day. I think even when I was in high school and college, I was in bed by 1.
I have no recollection.
I see.
Of any kind.
I bet you don't.
Robert, you should know you were there.
She's staying mum on this one.
How about
guys.
The Pleasure Pilots at La Fonda?
There you go.
That is a great swing and jazz band. I love the Pleasure Pilots, La Fonda.
And that's 7:30 to 11. So at 11, you can then go do something else somewhere else, or you can just stay and ring it in with your pals at La Fonda.
That might be a mistake. I think most of these bands that generally play to 11 will probably push on to midnight.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't know that as a fact, but I suspect it's true.
That's probably true.
Let's do something that has nothing to do with music. What do you guys know about GLOW at Santa Fe Botanical Garden?
I know I have 4 tickets sitting on my table that haven't been used yet.
All right.
There's 3 of us, so let's
I'll
pick somebody up
you.
Here and go over. But it's not New Year's Eve, it's New Year's Day.
Right.
So tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's sort of a light display at the Botanical Garden.
And a beautiful thing to do in the winter while the plants are dormant.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
I think there's more than one date, though. It happens through, like, the third or
You have
or
three
fourth.
Tickets. You must have more than one
it's
date.
It's ongoing.
You have three.
It's an ongoing event through early January.
But it's New Year's Day, 5 to 8. It runs through January 3rd. You got to pay. Santa Fe Botanical Gardens over in Camino Lejo. And yeah, I love winter lights. And I think you should still be able to sing winter songs that have nothing to do with Christmas. We have this argument every year.
And you know what? I want to send a big shout out to all the Santa Feans who put fabulous lights on their houses and in their yards. It's just been a really beautiful year with all the Christmas lights.
It's been great
decorations.
Yeah.
We didn't do any lights this year. You know what my husband did? He went out and got one of those obnoxious inflatable snowmen. But this one is wearing an orange hunting hat, a camouflage vest, and is carrying a shotgun.
Like a shot squirt gun?
Like he's holding a shotgun, but it's inflatable. So it's this gigantic snowman out front with a shotgun. I'm sure the neighbors just think we're nuts.
Yeah, well, you know. it sends a message.
Did you two ever see that movie from the 90s where a murderous snowman comes back to life? He's killing people that got him executed.
Oh, yeah.
And
then they
kill him at the end by turning blow dryers on him.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if a snowman ever shows up at your house, get the blow dryers out.
There's a great one. There's that one, and there's Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's one of my favorites.
But that's where Santa Claus comes after.
Yeah.
But see, we're already past Christmas.
Yeah.
You can bring up winter stuff, but don't bring up Santa.
Yeah, are there any New Year's scary movies? I don't really know if there is. Yeah.
The Interview? All right, so in response to the killer snowmen that we have been talking about, let us talk about the Dances of Universal Peace New Year's Gala, which is happening at Temple Beth Shalom at 8 o'clock tonight.
Aw.
That's nice of you to put a little balance into this conversation.
You know, someone's got to do it.
What about did we talk about the Santa Fe Desert Corral Winter Festival?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. It's at the Marita Benitez Cabaret, which is also at the Lodge at Santa Fe. And this is tonight. Starts at 8 p.m. Endings and Beginnings, concert series performed by a cappella, pop, and jazz group Voasis. Voasis.
Yes.
Yes. And you can get advanced tickets at DesertCorral.org.
Desert Corral. Why, that's a Voasis in the Desert Corral, naturally.
a pun just made me choke. So how about, and Desert Corral, definitely check it out, because if you haven't gone to hear the Desert Corral, you're in for a beautiful, magical evening.
Absolutely. I love the Desert Corral.
Yeah. Hey, tonight at midnight's a deadline for putting in an application if you want to play on the bandstand for Santa Fe Bandstand 2015.
Oh.
That's just a reminder for any bands who want to play. Email info@santafebandstand.org. Deadline is midnight tonight.
Hey, how about Tiny's?
What about Tiny's?
So if you go there at 9 o'clock tonight, dusk, country, R&B, or maybe classic rock and originals? That's what it says here on the piece of paper that has been sent to me, so I don't really know, but there's going to be some dance and music tonight at Tiny's, starting at 9. We've already talked about the Lodge and the Cowgirl. How about La Tienda, the performance space in El Dorado? There's a dinner at 7 o'clock and music from 8:30 on with Jem, and that's Americana.
Nice, and at the Thunderbird Bar and Grill down on the plaza is the CNS Rock Show. They're pretty fun. Don Curry, Pete Springer, Ron Crowder. Classic rock, 8 o'clock to close, no cover. And the Mine Shaft Tavern south of town in Madrid has Connie Long and Paige Barton at 7 p.m. And then at 9 p.m. they've got the alternative country band Anthony Leon and the Chain. Call for cover.
Nice. Have you guys been to, what is that place called? Thunderbird Bar and Grill?
No.
Where the Ore House used to be?
Yeah. I just mentioned them. I said CNS was playing there on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
You got rid of them?
Didn't have my coffee. Sorry.
I know.
Every time I come on with her, I'll say something and she goes, by the way. And people hear her say it and they don't hear me say it. You know, with the exception of Cat of the Week, which she always gets. Do you have a Cat of the Week, by the way?
She's a broadcasting professional. She's a journalist. We're just...
Why are you staring at me that way?
We're just humps.
You guys are totally awesome journalists. I'm just a talk show host.
But she's not saying professional broadcasters. Do we have a Cat of the Week?
I think so. I will get that in a moment. But we also have something just as interesting, which is this coming Sunday, the 4th of January, from 11 to 4, the New Mexico House Rabbit Society is hosting an adoption event.
Wait a minute. Rabbits will be
available for adoption. Volunteers will be available to trim pet rabbits' toenails.
Oh, you gotta be kidding
me. This is in Albuquerque. So
house rabbits?
Rabbits. Rabbits that run around your house.
Rabbit.
And
can you imagine?
It's at Petco West at 3601 Old Airport Avenue Northwest in Albuquerque. For more information, you can call 505-898-2450. And you can also go to rabbit.org if you want more information on having rabbits and being a rabbit mother and, you know...
Rabbit.
Well, you know, like I'm a dog mother,
I'm
right?
I'm getting that tattooed on me, man.
I am a rabbit mother.
I am rabbit mother.
Now, did we talk about? Did you talk already about Buffalo Thunder Casino?
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay. Did we mention that one of my favorite locals, Johnny Broomdust and Broomdust Caravan are going to be playing at the Cowgirl Barbecue?
Okay. I don't know.
Juke Joint Honky Tonk Biker Bar Band, which is a lot to say, but some upright bass.
Juke Joint Honky Tonk Biker Bar Band?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So they're playing at the Cowgirl tonight, and there's no cover.
How can that be?
So they get started around 8:30. And I'm sure they're going to play well into the evening and past the ringing of the new year.
Who's doing the ringing?
I don't know. Isn't someone doing a solar chili drop this year?
Well, it's going to be chilly out there. That makes sense.
A solar chili drop.
Like this solar-powered chili made out of lights that they're going to drop on New Year's
Eve? Oh, you mean like the ball drops mm-hmm. in New York City?
Mm-hmm. Where do you come up with these fantastic hallucinations? What are you talking about?
It's real. I just can't seem to find any information on it. Talk amongst yourselves, and I'll look for it.
It's not a hallucination on Rob DeWalt's part. Oh, no.
All right,
here's what we'll do. We're going to take a little break because it's just about the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a break. We're talking to Rob DeWalt and Robert Knott. It's Babapalooza. It's Speaking of the Arts. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe. And we're back with Rob DeWalt and Rob Knott, Babapalooza, on the Radio Cafe, Speaking of the Arts. And let's see. What else have we got? Did you hear?
Well, let's talk about a few New Year's Day events.
New Year's Day. Wait.
Oh, wait. You're going to do Kitty of the Week?
No, I'm going to do what's happening in Taos at Old Martinez Hall at 6:30. New Year's party with the Martinez. Neighbors, truck stop honeymoon, the real Mr. Funshine, and electric funk tet.
Don't look at me.
That sounds like something you got to go to.
I'm not
also, in Taos, Guitar Shorty at San Fernando de Taos, and the Boo Radleys at the Sagebrush at 9 o'clock. At K-Tow is the New Year's Eve Masquerade Ball with Vanilla Pop at 7:30. In the afternoon at Martini Tree Radio La Chusma, and that's at 3:30, and then again at 9 o'clock at Martini Tree. At the Taos Inn at 8 o'clock, Rudy Boy Experiment. And at the Alley Cantina at 10, KDP and the Business. Lots and lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I uncovered the mystery. This solar chili drop is actually happening in Las Cruces.
Uh-huh. Ah. See what I mean?
Yeah. And they're not going to reveal whether the chili is red or green until the stroke of midnight. So it's going to drop, and then it's going to change colors. Not sure how that's going to work, but...
But if people don't know what's happening, will they mistake it for UFO?
No, that's Roswell.
Yeah.
Okay, it's New Year's Day, and you want something quiet. You've had enough of New Year's Eve. You've had enough of us. You need to get over your hangover. Even your hair is hurting. Head over to Jerry Carthy at the Lodge at Santa Fe, 7 o'clock New Year's Day. Call for cover. And the Gypsy Kings are at El Farol on New Year's Eve New Year's Day night, 8 o'clock. And a lot of other little groups have things going on New Year's Day. Nacho Mendez will be over at Taberna La Boca, 7 o'clock.
Yay. Have you ever had the food there? It's so good.
Where again?
At La Taverna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taberna La Boca?
Uh-huh. And then there's La Boca.
Oh, yeah.
Both of which are fabulous.
I love them both.
I get confused when I go there because there's two different places. So usually I go over to Albertsons and just buy some fish to fry.
No, the fun thing to do is to make a reservation to eat at La Boca, but then go to Taberna first and get a couple of, get a drink. And
both of them have exquisite sort of happy hour specials at different times. I can't remember what times they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a nice intimate feel. And in the wintertime, it's nice to pop in there.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you both, what are your favorite restaurants in this town?
Oh, gosh, I always get into trouble when I'm asked this question.
He's the restaurant expert, not me. Don't ask.
I'm a big fan of Fire and Hops. Fire and Hops on Guadalupe Street.
Is that new?
It's new, like 2014 new. But
okay.
I think it opened in August. It's Joel Coleman, who used to run Malka and Koi. And
okay.
And he left town, and then he came back, and he and this other fella, who's, I can't remember his name. Sorry, dude. But they opened this great restaurant where Tulips used to be on Guadalupe Street. And, you know, it's a beer lover's paradise, but it's also a food lover's paradise. It's probably my favorite restaurant in town.
Really?
Yeah, Fire and Hops. And then the second one, because it's not only awesome, but close to my house. And they serve really great burgers, is Dr. Field Goods. Those are my two, right now, those are my two favorite restaurants. And then for lunch, I would say, even though I'm biased because my better half works there, Museum Hill Cafe for lunch.
Right.
Just because it's in that beautiful courtyard, and they have a lovely view, and the food is awesome, and you can get yourself a habanero mocha latte.
Excellent.
So... those are some of my favorites. I'm actually really fond of Osteria and Pizzeria Delino. We went to Pizza Delino the other night, and it was superb. It was really fantastic food and wine and service.
There's one thing about the various pizza places is that a lot of them are starting to serve gluten-free pizza, and we could talk ad nauseum about whether this whole gluten thing even makes any sense and why everybody's suddenly gluten-free.
I couldn't do that.
Well, you know, I have found that giving up bread has made a huge difference for me, changed my life for the better. I do not know why. I cannot tell you why. There's many, many hypotheses and whatever, but I've been eating the gluten-free pizza over at Back Road, and it's really good.
Nice.
And people who like regular bread crusts still like that.
Yeah. There's one more I forgot, and actually, the Santa Fe Reporter, whom I write for a lot, named Restaurant Martine Restaurant of the Year.
Uh-huh.
And for good reason. It's really fantastic. Martine is a man obsessed. Martine Rios. And it shows in his food and the way that the restaurant is run. He and his lovely wife Jennifer do a wonderful job over there in the bar, Star Clark, and it's wonderful. It's for fine dining, can't beat it.
Excellent.
Yeah, Fire and Hops. It's a Santa Fe restaurant. It's really high end food, but there's different tiers, so you can get yourself a snack, or you can get yourself a larger plate or a smaller plate, and so they have different sizes to fit different appetites and budgets, and just tons of awesome beer.
Very good to know.
Yeah.
Fire and Hops. There's also, I mean, you know, if you like this kind of thing, which I do, there's Five Star Burger. Have you guys been up there?
Been to Five Star.
Do you like it?
Yeah. You know, they have one of the best sort of happy hours. Like, if you get down off the mountain from skiing or whatever, and you go there during happy hour, they have really cheap beers on tap,
yeah.
And they have really cheap...
snacks.
Like sliders.
Snacks. Yeah. And those... green chili, deep fried green chili things.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make those. They're so good.
yeah, they're good. Yes. In my opinion, there are better burgers in Santa Fe, but
what are some of the better burgers?
Rio Chama actually has a wonderful burger. Dr. Field Goods has a really wonderful burger.
How about Santa Fe Bite?
Santa Fe Bite has, in my mind, still the best burger in town.
I hadn't been there. They moved from Bobcat Bite down to Santa Fe a long time ago, and I didn't go there for the longest time, and I finally went there. And not only is the food good, but the people there are so nice.
Yeah.
Which is also true of Five Star Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Good service, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say it on the air, but there are some restaurants with just horrendous service. There are restaurants that I will only get takeout at.
Yeah.
Because when you sit down there... It's just nothing good can come of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, if you pick up... I mentioned this in my column in The Reporter today, as a matter of fact, that one of the most overlooked culinary experiences that one can have in Santa Fe is actually, it happens once a month at the Santa Fe Culinary Academy, the first Thursday of every month in their restaurant called The Guest House, which is basically, it's a student-run restaurant and dining room. So it's students and staff. It's usually a four-course meal. Sometimes they have a guest chef. It runs you about $45 plus tax and tip. A lot of times the tips go to their scholarship program to bring up the next generation of cooks. I wrote in my column today about the game dinner that I went to a while back, and just amazing what those guys are doing over there. So if you go to the Culinary Academy website and look for the first on their calendars for the first Thursday of every month, except for January because of the holidays.
Okay.
you will find the dinners that are coming up.
Excellent.
Yeah. And actually the one in February is going to be about Carnival. So it's Carnival food. Like, you know.
Now, you mean like meat food, carny?
No, like Carnival, like you know, the celebration, Carnival.
Oh. Carnival, it's the night before Lent, where you, Robert Knott, good Catholic boy that you are, give up something for the next, 40 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to give up something for the next 40 days. I think I'll give up my credit card bills.
I don't think it works that way.
I'm giving up abstinence.
Really? I thought abstinence made the heart grow fonder.
After
New Year's,
no.
You can go to the Mad Woman of Chaillot over at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It opens on the 9th, January 8th, pardon me. It's a really interesting satire. I think it's very topical today. Directed by Barbara Hatch, 988-4262. And Hansel and Gretel's going to be done at the Scottish Rite Center again. It's going to be performed as an opera with Joe Illick conducting.
Oh, my goodness.
And that opens January 9th. And that's going to be really interesting. Because they go out in the woods and they find the witch. And isn't that the one with the gingerbread man comes to life? No, the gingerbread cookies. What happens?
I don't know.
Hansel and Gretel, the wicked witch tries to...
Don't give away the plot.
All right, never mind. How about Thursday at Evangelos? That's tomorrow. Leroy and his pack of lies at 9 o'clock.
Leroy and his pack of lies?
That's what it says.
Wow.
And also, there's music at Skylight. We think it's going to be Latin Night, but I'm not absolutely sure. I think you mentioned that the Pleasure Pilots are going to be at La Fonda.
They are on New Year's Day as well.
New Year's Day. That's what we're talking about, New Year's Day.
I already moved ahead.
Yeah. You already moved ahead. I was following you.
We were talking for 2 hours about restaurants. I went and got a cup of coffee over here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Making me hungry.
And then how about Feast Day at Picaris Pueblo? All day long, if you want to get out of town and go check out the feast day and the dances. And that's also at Taos Pueblo is a corn dance. Taos Pueblo is a turtle dance, and at Cochiti Pueblo is corn dances. So lots
cool.
of good stuff.
Hey, this is happening on New Year's Eve, and I wanted to mention it because it's kind of a cool thing. Well, two cool things, actually. At the Hotel Don Fernando tonight in Taos, Guitar Shorty, who's a perennial Santa Fe favorite, Santa Fe Bandstand. And then also tonight is the New Year's Eve Torchlight Parade at Taos Ski Valley. So night skiing followed by a great fireworks display starts at 6 o'clock.
Isn't that dangerous, night skiing?
And well, no, see, they have torch lights.
You got to carry a torch while you ski?
Yes.
What?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You could burn somebody else's derriere.
Well, you know, let's... I mean, look at it this way.
I used the French word so I could get away with it past the censors.
I mean, you're already hurtling down a mountain with sticks tied to your feet, so you're already kind of placing yourself in a little bit of danger. What's a little fire added to the mix?
Fire and snow.
It's actually a very professional operation. They're very safe, and it's really a lot of fun to see.
Fire and snow followed by fire and hops.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, how about Sunday, January 4th? Lots of things going on at Teatro Paraguas is a poetry reading by Tony Hoagland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that's at 7 o'clock.
That's great. Argus McCallum does a great job with that little theater. It's usually bilingual.
Yeah.
Plus it's in two languages.
And this was from Dana Levin, who is doing a wonderful job in Santa Fe promoting poetry and poetry readings. And also on the 4th, as we talked about yesterday, at 5 o'clock at the Institute of American Indian Arts, Hogan, is Poetry of Nature and Spirit, an evening with Tim McLaughlin. It's the full moon, and It will also feature vocalist Madi Sato, multi-instrumentalist Robbie Rothschild, cellist Lisa Stewart, and indigenous sound artist Brenda Pearson, and dancer Mune Halfen. So this is all down at the campus of the Institute of American Indian Arts, which is kind of south of the Santa Fe Community College. If you haven't been out there, look on a map or on your GPS or whatever. It's in the Hogan down there. But he's a wonderful poet and spent a lot of years doing really great work with the Santa Fe Indian School.
And you said that's a full moon night?
Yep.
How often does a full moon come around?
Every 28 to 29 days, Robert.
How come in those old werewolf movies, the guy turned into a wolfman like every night and was attacking people?
Because the span of the movie was one day.
No, there was always those Lon Chaney movies. Tonight I'm going to become a werewolf, and then he'd go out and be a werewolf every night.
Yeah, that's maybe he just had a lot of extra werewolf blood in him or something. I don't really know. That's kind of a good question.
Maybe werewolves aren't just full moon werewolves.
Mm, I can be a little bit of a wolf when a full moon comes out, too.
Would you like to talk about that, Robert? Tell us exactly what you mean with detail.
Now, I want to ask you a couple questions. Did you ever get a cat of the week on here?
No, we're getting to that.
Oh,
but first, I want to let people know that...
Talks about bunnies, but no kitty cat.
I know, but bunnies. Journey Santa Fe on Sunday is doing an event at 11 o'clock. They always do events at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings at Collected Works Bookstore on Galisteo Street. And it is with Doug Mickeljohn, who is Executive Director of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, a full plate of environmental issues facing New Mexico in 2015. And he will talk about what it takes to protect New Mexico's natural environment and have environmental justice for New Mexico's communities. So definitely not to be missed. We had him on the Radio Cafe a while back, and that whole Environmental Law Center is doing fantastic work.
What time is it?
It's time for Cat of the Week. And this week's Cat of the Week, you know, this might be last week's Cat of the Week, but anyway, because I'm doing it 2 days early, what I've got is that there's a kitty called Cuddles. Cuddles is this week's featured cat. She's a very sweet, well-adjusted, playful kitty who gets along with cat-friendly dogs in her foster home. She has a short coat and black-gray tabby markings, and she was born this year. She's a little kitten. She was born in June. Now, Cuddles may have already been adopted.
I gotcha. This could be old news.
This could be old news, but guess what? There's so many other little kittens and grown cats who need your love, so if you're interested in adopting one, make it your New Year's resolution and call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can also see Cuddles and the other kitties available at fandfnm.org.
That reminds me, how's that new puppy of yours doing, the one that took us like 5 hours to get a name for?
Lolly Puppy. Oh my God, she's so good. She's a great dog. She knows her name. She comes when you call her. She's affectionate and sweet.
She knows her name.
She's
every dog knows his name. It's like it's not like a PhD or something.
Burst my bubble.
No, you're like, she's such a smart dog. She knows her name. My dog Rio knows his name.
My dog knows my name.
But she's a puppy.
That's pretty good.
She's a little puppy. What do you mean? How does that work?
So I was just trying to say that my dog is a lot smarter than yours. That's all.
Yeah, well.
Apparently so. Well, that's why our dogs live with us and your dog lives with you.
I have 4 dogs at my house now. We're sort of fostering a boxer. So now we have a Rottweiler, a Heeler Sharpei mix, and a Whippet Lab mix, and a boxer.
And if anybody would like to foster the boxer, you're looking for a foster home for that dog. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And they can contact me through Twitter at @flashpan.
Flashpan.
Flashpan.
That's a great Twitter handle.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I got something from Candace Walsh, who often does Speaking of the Arts with us. And the Taos Summer Writers Conference is trying to get the word out about their Rananim program, winter online writing class offerings. Candace is one of the teachers. And Rananim is D.H. Lawrence's term for the utopian creative community he dreamed about forming. And the program is intended to support the reopening of Taos's D.H. Lawrence Ranch as a creative residency site. There was an article about it recently in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And the deadline to register is January 3rd. Let's see. For more information, I'll give you the website in a moment. But
is this one of those press releases where it's not quite there?
Yeah. Well, it was just an email that I just got this morning. So
okay.
We will find it in a moment. But anyway, I bet if you
Google
Rananim, R-A-N-A-N-I-M, and writing classes, you will definitely be able to find it.
Do you think a ventriloquist act would be good on the radio? Like if I had a little puppet on my lap and I made him talk and nobody could see that the mouth was moving.
Notice that I am not dignifying that with a response.
Oh, man. Man.
You know.
Happy New Year's to both of you.
So the big question. We have to answer this because I don't think we ever got to it. Who's making resolutions this year?
Oh. Now, I have found that resolutions don't really work all that well.
Whose? Yours or the other people's?
Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find if you set them way in advance, you do them. Like, I'm going to stop drinking in 2020. I find that stuff works really well.
Yeah, foresight is 2020.
Well, it gives you 5 years to forget.
Especially if you're drinking.
And it gives everybody else 5 years to forget that you made the resolution.
I think you can do something. I think the new year gives you hope to say, maybe there's a new love, a new job, maybe I'll go to the gym more often. I think these things can conceivably occur, but I think when you say, I'm going to be a better person, and you're not a good person, mm-hmm. like look at the three of us, then I don't think you have a chance.
Who thinks that they're not a good person, though? Horrible people all think that they're just fine. Probably including all of us.
But we could be better people.
We think we're okay.
We could be kinder to one another, don't you agree?
I think that's...
You trying to tell me something?
that one never gets old, you know? But it's like, I think in terms of being kind, like you should choose your battles. You know?
Wait a minute. What are you having a battle for if you're being kind? You should escape your battles and avoid them. The guy's giving us advice to the little kids. Listen, in terms of being kind, choose your battles.
Yeah, that is kind of a mixed metaphor, isn't it?
Well, choose... Because you're battling for good, man. You're battling for good. Like, you know, you have to be a little bit more specific to stick to those resolutions or right. those goals. Like saying, I'm going to spend more time... helping the homeless, or I'm going to spend more time helping gay youth in New Mexico, or you give yourself a little bit more of a specific.
I'm going to volunteer for this particular organization rather than say I'm going to volunteer more.
Right, right.
Okay, because then it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, and also what you're talking about is the kind of resolutions that you do about giving to others, as opposed to I'm going to have, you know, flat abs in 27 days.
Oh, man.
Rock hard six-pack flat abs.
Rock hard six-pack. I have like a...
Which is not...
I have like a rock hard wine bottle.
I've got a wine cellar. Don't feel bad.
So who was it who said that they were going to start a gym called Resolutions? That everybody... Their business model is that 1,000 people sign up in the first week of January and then nobody comes.
We just turned it into a gallery after that.
it turns into a full bar after that.
Yeah. No, I have two resolutions that I'm going to try and stick to, and that is, I'm going to try and be a happier person because it's been a rough year for a lot of people, including me. And I'm also going to try and be a healthier person. That doesn't necessarily mean rock hard abs.
No.
You know, but those two things kind of go hand in hand anyway. But
yeah,
you know, try to look on the bright side of life a little bit more.
I think one resolution that I would like to achieve is life balance. Having enough time to sleep, having enough time to eat slowly, having enough time to spend with people I care about instead of putting it off for another year or 2 years or whatever. I've got friends who I consider close friends. I haven't seen them in over a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens when I think we were talking about this earlier, when your job is really to be out there and know what's going on, and the more you do it, the less you actually go out and see people, you know, because you're spending a lot of your time talking about this stuff and or writing about it.
Yeah, look at the hour we just wasted now.
Yeah.
Instead of working on New Year's resolutions.
That wasn't a waste of time. That was lovely.
It was Babapalooza.
All right.
Okay, so what are your... I just gave my resolution. What's yours, Robert?
I'm going to resolve to keep my job, and I'm going to resolve to try to hear the other guy's point of view, even when he's chasing me and saying, there he is, get him. And I'm going to resolve to just keep being as upbeat as I can and enjoying life and trying to purr like a kitty cat and support you on your show whenever I can.
Thank you. So you're going to be here about once a month.
I'd like to come on like the last Friday of every month for this year. And if you and I are still talking to each other by the 4th of July, we'll see. We'll renegotiate.
We've been talking to each other for, what is it, 10 years?
You've been on this show almost 12 years.
It'll be at 11 and a half years. I started on Labor Day 2003.
I know. Wow. And was I on then?
First, Hollis Walker was on. And by the way, I'm going to be out for the next 2 weeks. And Hollis Walker will be in, sitting
oh,
in
right.
for me.
Yeah.
The fabulous. So if you have any listings, you can send them to her. You could actually send me an email address, and I will have a reply with her email. And I am going to a place where there is no internet, no telephone, no computer.
Oh, you're going up to Chama.
Yeah, West Alameda.
It's now, a little more far-fetched than that, but
it's a little more far away than all of that. And I am going to tune out and forget about everything and everybody, except for
us.
Except for you two, Roberts, for the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be back Martin Luther King Day.
And your Robert at home too. There's
so many Roberts in this life.
So many Bobs. Roberts.
So many Bobs. So little time.
I know. What about you?
What about me? What?
Oh, well, you already gave your resolution.
Yeah.
See, this is how often she really listens to us.
Well, I mean, it's happiness and health are like on the top of the list, but like. I think a big one for me is to get myself back into the professional cooking game somehow.
Nice.
Not game. I didn't mean it in like that, but you know what I mean.
Set of activities.
Oh.
Yes.
Rob DeWalt, you are a fantastic cook and a very, very good writer. And may your incredible gifts be shared widely and handsomely rewarded in 2015.
So I'm just going to like start slinging tamales until somebody gives me a job. I'm very grateful for the year that I've had with all of its ups and downs, and for great friends like Robert Knott, who I don't see enough. And
thanks, man. I'd love to grab a beer with you pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is about all we've got left on this show.
Right.
We do want to wish everybody a great New Year's. We want you to be safe. We want you to not...
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Keep an eye on the weather. There's a slight chance of some snow coming in, but you'll figure that out. So will the weather people.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see you back here in 2 weeks.
Yes, we will be back. Let's see. I will be back the week of the 19th.
Who's taking care of your puppies, or shouldn't I ask?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Yes. All right.
Puppies. What movies? We didn't even talk about movies.
How could we not have done movies? Ladies and gentlemen, go to your local independent cinemas. Go to your big multiplex cinemas. Definitely go to the movies. What have we got? You just give us a couple.
You know, it's I don't know. There's Flamenco, right? Which is playing at the Jean Cocteau. This is if you love flamenco, go and see this movie. This film. I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, or you know, but
all right.
Monk with a Camera,
Coins,
which is going to be awesome. That's at the screen. Touch of Evil. Come on.
What are you mumbling about, Robert?
Nothing. I'm supporting him. Oh, Touch of Evil. That's great. That's Orson Welles.
And that, what is it? Isn't there like a 3-minute unbroken shot in the beginning of that movie?
Yeah,
there's a long camera pan.
And back in the day when that was like a real feat, it's definitely worth seeing just for that opening.
It's that long continuous shot.
Yeah, they didn't turn off the camera for like 3 minutes.
John Carpenter, actually, my favorite film is Halloween. John Carpenter's Halloween. John Carpenter, actually, the very first scene in that film, it's a continuous shot just like that. He did that to honor Mr. Welles. And a lot of filmmakers do it, but a lot of them don't do it well.
And I would also like to say, don't forget to, because we all now have Netflix and Amazon and all that kind of stuff, and many of us, I've gotten rid of my cable TV. Go to the video library, because they're
awesome.
Oh,
I'm glad you plugged them. They still have the best, coolest
they're
stuff. They
fantastic.
Got VHS stuff.
And Casablanca Video is back in a smaller space over in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So they're open. They have a shop, too. Video Library, Casablanca Video.
Yep. And I've been doing my own James Bond film festival, starting with the very first James Bond movie from 1962 with Ursula Andress.
Oh, seriously? Seriously? Best money penny? Seriously?
And now it's really time to go. Robert Knott, Rob DeWalt, thank you so much.
Thanks
happy New Year.
Happy
Ciao.
New Year.